Welcome back to day 6 of the 7 days of sleep. As we've already touched on in this program, the way we think about sleep can significantly contribute to sleep issues. If you're a good sleeper, when your head hits the pillow at night, you don't tend to think about anything in particular. But when people with sleep problems lie down, they're struck with all kinds of thoughts and beliefs, some of which include statements such as, "I just know I'm not going to be able to sleep," or "now I'll be tired tomorrow and unproductive." Having thoughts like these are a big part of what keeps us up at night, so we want to reframe our thoughts to sound a little more like, "it's no big deal if I can't sleep, I'll just enjoy this rest," or "I can tell my mind is active, so I'll leave the room and read for a while." If you feel that your sleep challenges interfere with your enjoyment of life, continuing to tell yourself that is what will make it so. Being tired during the day may present some challenges, but if you're able to relax about feeling tired and not make it into a big deal, you'll be less anxious about going to sleep the next night. And if you're able to set more realistic expectations about sleep, like, "it's okay if you don't get 8 hours, and it's all right if you don't fall asleep immediately," you're relieving yourself of unnecessary pressure. It's kind of like performance anxiety before a game. You want to relax beforehand and boost your confidence. Telling yourself you aren't going to be able to fall asleep is exactly what will create that self-fulfilling prophecy. So do your best to think like a good sleeper, and chances are you'll become one. Let's start today's practice by finding a comfortable position with a tall, straight back. Rest your hands gently in your lap, and when you're ready, close your eyes. Feel the gentle pull of gravity as your body relaxes, sinking into the earth. Now take a few full, deep breaths, helping the mind and body relax. Deep breath in, full breath out. And taking one last deep breath to ease you into this moment. Then return to soft, natural breathing. Feel the full movement and rhythm of each breath. Noticing where the start of the inhalation is and where it connects to the exhalation. Now shift your attention from the breath to the top of your head and face. Scan this area, noticing any tightness in your eyes, your temples, your forehead, and jaw. If you observe any tension here, breathe deeply into that area, allowing it to soften. Then move your attention to your neck and shoulders. This is an area where we often hold stress. See if you notice any here. And relax with whatever comes up. just breathing into that area. And breathe out, relaxing any tightness. Now focus your attention on your arms, observing the sensation here. Heat, coolness, itching, tingling. Not judging the sensations, just noticing them. Then scan through the length of your arms, into your wrists, palms, and fingers. Breathe deeply into this area, softening what's here. Let that sensation dissolve. And bring your focus to your upper and lower back. Scan the entire area, vertebra by vertebra. See what parts feel open. See what parts feel closed. Notice any areas of comfort and discomfort. Don't try to force or fix anything. Just breathe deeply into any areas of discomfort and relax into the body. Then bring your attention around to your chest and abdomen. Breathe into these areas. Feeling them expand. Breathe out, noticing what's here. Scan your hips, glutes, and pelvic region, observing your experience. Imagine yourself feeling heavy, sinking deeper into your seat. Then lower your focus to your legs. Scan your upper and lower legs, feeling into what's here. If you don't notice anything here, then just tune into what it's like not to experience any sensation in this area. If there is sensation in this lower part of the body, breathe in and feel your muscles grow soft on the exhale. And scan your feet and toes, just noticing whatever comes up. Once you've had a chance to observe what's present, allow any sensations to dissolve. Now breathe into your entire body, drinking in the breath. And on the exhale, feel yourself relaxing into your seat. Let your entire body feel calm, heavy, and weighted. And as we approach the end of the session, take a moment to notice how you feel. it takes some work to change our relationship to sleep. Making efforts to think like a good sleeper is an important step to take. As we've discussed, the more pressure we place on ourselves and the more we expect not to sleep, the less likely we are to drift off. So we aren't making sleep the actual goal here. The goal is letting go and relaxing into the present moment, trusting that even if sleep doesn't come immediately, that it will come eventually. That way, anxiety doesn't continue to grow. You don't want to start associating your bed with anxiety. So if your mind is busy for more than 30 minutes, try getting out of bed and going to another room until your mental activity subsides. Feel free to engage in one of the relaxing bedtime suggestions I shared in day 2. Read, do some art, take a hot bath, and then return to bed once you feel sleepy and have a less active mind. Tonight, if you've enjoyed our sleep rhythm sessions the last 2 evenings, you can try another one titled Rushing Waves. But if you preferred our deep sleep or deep sleep relax session, you can choose one of those to help you drift off into a restful slumber. Now take a moment to wiggle your fingers and toes, and when you're ready, open your eyes. I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 7 and our final practice. Have a great day, and I'll see you then.